Are you here? Give me one moment.
Hi there. Thank you so much for holding, Nathan. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. You were just speaking with Maria. She's one of my mapping coordinators. She wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. And because you are an established business, she does want me to apply that reduced rate here, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, except it's not Tuesday.
Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Oh, boy. Well, that's not bad. Sometimes Monday feels like Friday already. But you're right. It is Wednesday. My apologies. So now, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you probably also are familiar with that local map section, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all use it. We're all consumers for something. And for you, it means that people won't need to already know the name of your business. And if they do know the name of your business, you'll have that online presence that kind of reassures them that they should hire you. So you'll just get calls directly to you. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. And the people that call you will have made an educated, informed choice to reach out to you directly. Now, there's not a website currently for your business, right?
Well, we had one. I was using this company called Stone Systems, and then
okay.
I signed up with Howes, so I used their Howes Pro as an estimating system.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is a free website. I just haven't
right.
gotten them over the details for my URL or whatever.
Okay.
I just got to get them all that stuff over to their technology department, and then they make a free website for me as part of what I pay for them, because it's pretty expensive system, and so I just have to get that over to them.
Got it. Okay, I gotcha. And you are already verified on Google. I mean, Google knows that you are an active business, that you're in the area providing, you know, renovation, restoration, remodeling services. So that's good. You know, we're just going to take that listing and move it on to the first page, get you more phone calls, more jobs. Now, we actually do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. So that might be something that we would do for you instead of go through Howes for that website. You're still using Howes, it seems, then, right? You're fairly satisfied with the quality of the leads, the opportunities that you're getting. Those are turning into jobs for you.
I'm not using Howes for leads. I use Howes for estimating.
Okay.
It's a different thing.
Got it. Yeah. And then
I mean, I could get leads from Howes, but I haven't as of yet. I've I just started using them in December for estimating software. Because they do a web-based estimator with AI mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff, and it's pretty nice. And
sure.
So that's what we're using for that. And I only just realized that they had leads and stuff like a couple days ago. I was looking through their thing and saw that they had leads, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Right.
They, like I said, as part of my service with them, I get the website doesn't cost me any extra, so I'm not spending any extra money to have somebody make me something that I'm already paying for.
Yeah,
but,
no, I wasn't going to charge you for it. I mean, obviously, just hearing what you were saying, it sounds like you've already got a website that you can get. Like you said, you just have to get them the information, and you would have that website. But I wouldn't charge you for a website. I just would want you to have one. I mean, we know that most consumers make their buying decision based off of what they see on that first page. So not only do you have to be on that first page and be seen, first of all, but you have to give the consumer what they want to see, which is usually, you know, a professional made website that talks about your company, your services, your service area. So for our clients that don't have a website, a lot of times I push my supervisor to allow me to include a website at no cost. I mean, it is my job as a pricing director to make our service affordable, and it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. We certainly know that a website's an important part of that. So I could actually include a website at no cost, Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. We would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And it's important to keep your phone ringing. We'd have to actually earn your business for several months just to break even when I'm applying that established business rate. It's actually a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it is a service that includes not just first page placement on Google and Bing. You'd have Apple Maps, Facebook, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook Marketplace, paid ads. You do travel about an hour, so we want to make sure that we're targeting specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients. Do you have any particular preference of residential over commercial, the other way around, or no preference at all?
We don't do commercial.
You don't do commercial. I'm going to have to ask Maria why she put that you do both residential and commercial on here. I have to go off of what I see when it comes over here, and she says that you do both. So you don't do any commercial work at all?
No. I told her that. She must have just checked the wrong box.
Maybe she did. That's okay. I understand sometimes that stuff happens. So we're only going to focus on residential clients then here for you. Now, as far as the pricing goes, it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. There is no long-term contract. It's completely at will. As long as you keep the service, though, you do qualify for reduced pricing. We do prefer to work with companies that are a little more established, companies that know what they're doing. Obviously, you can handle more work and still do quality work here. You'd be looking at exactly $299.00, so it bills once a month for that $299. That is 50% off. You save $300 every month off the normal cost of that platinum package. Now, you're not going to be paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that, so it's just going to bill once a month for that exact amount. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get calls coming to you, not leads that you chase down, but actual calls coming to you from someone who would have looked at a website for you before they decided to call you, I mean, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been kind of wasting money right now with Yelp, and I just turned that off because we maxed out a credit card with them in December.
My goodness. Okay.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm not one of these leads has turned into a freaking job. Like, I got a bunch of leads, but everybody's, you know, I don't know what is up with those leads, but they're like people. But people inquire a lot. They just wasted tons of time, like, running down leads for them. And, I'm guessing, I don't know what it is. A lot of tire kickers, I guess.
Yeah. And, I mean, Yelp is great for like brick and mortar locations. You know, if you're trying to find somewhere to go, if you're, you know, looking for a restaurant or something like that, I mean, Yelp does well for something, you know, where you're going somewhere. But when you're trying to hire someone to come to your home, like a service-based business, most people, when they're serious about hiring somebody, they go to Google or they go to Bing, right? They want to look at websites, they want to read reviews, they want to, you know, see photos, they want, it just seems that, you know, you're going to get a higher quality lead when you're putting yourself out there where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And that's usually that first page of a search result on a major search engine, Google or Bing. You'll be listed in both of those search engines for any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles that have internet access. Of course, like I said, you'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone as well. So it is going to get your phone ringing. Now, there's also going to be Facebook ads, Facebook Marketplace paid ads that target and retarget people in your service area. Meaning if they've gone recently on Google or Bing and done a search for the services you provide, the next several times they're on their Facebook page, our ads will target that person. You know, those ads pop up, reminding them that they're still looking for a remodeling contractor. You know, they might even remember seeing you when they did that initial search on Google, and then, of course, it's going to give people more opportunities to know that you're in the area, more eyes on your website, more phone calls coming directly to you, and opportunities to take on those jobs. Now, again, the Facebook ads are included. The original $100 of Facebook ads still included here, even though I reduced the cost of the package by 50%, I did not reduce the Facebook ads. $100 goes a long way because Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. That's about 400 clicks per month from someone who, again, would have seen that website, whether that's the one that you get through Houzz or one that we can include at no additional cost. And not everyone will call you. I mean, that's obvious. You know, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for your services, and not everyone will decide to reach out to you directly. The ones that do, though, will have most likely looked at the website before they called you, so by the time they start dialing your number, it's usually because they want to hire you. They're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is just going to be that flat rate. And again, it's a fixed rate, so it would never go up on you.
Gotcha.
Now, one thing that I can do here for you is, I mean, there's normally a $299 setup fee that attaches to the first month. Like I said, the Platinum package runs $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I am cutting the cost by 50% for the monthly service down to $299. I would also take $200 off of your setup fee. Just be a one-time setup fee of only $99. That, of course, attaches to only that first month. And every month after that, it bills for the exact amount of $299. So it's a lot easier to budget for. I think it's more affordable. I mean, the last time I talked to somebody using Yelp, they said it was like $450 a month or something like that.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And it's, like I said, it just wasn't really doing it.
Insult to injury. But not only is it expensive, but you're getting leads that don't turn into jobs, so you're spending time as well trying to get jobs out of it, and that's pretty frustrating when it's costing you a lot of money, costing you a lot of time, and not bringing in work for you. And you did stop it. So, I mean, I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I mean, for less than what you were spending with Yelp, you'd be able to get this going. Even with that one-time setup fee, $398 is what it would cost for the first month in the setup fee. And then every month after that, it drops down to $299.
No, you're not. My problem is, at the moment, is that I'm a little strapped. I've been... Because I've put so much into Yelp over the last little bit, the card that I was using to freaking do that is I don't have a lot of credit cards, right? Like and so where I'm at is this is a long story, but we had a hurricane here in October, which, basically shut everything down. And so what that created, though, was it did create a lot of work, right? But most of that work is insurance work.
Right.
And so we've done jobs that we still haven't been paid for. And we're like waiting for money to come in from people, and we're waiting for money to come in to start all like jobs that we bid and where have supposed to have started and so on and so forth. And so, I'm kind of in a catch 22.
Right.
Where I'm pretty strapped. I need to start getting new jobs on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wasted so much freaking money with Yelp. That for, at the moment, like, $400 is a lot of money to me.
It is. It would be. Well, no, not really. I mean, not when you explain it the way you have. Let me do this for you. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page, and I'm going to do what I can here for you. I mean, first of all, my heart goes out to you. Obviously, I know what it's like, and you said you don't normally do any commercial jobs, but you're kind of in that same situation when you took on the insurance work where it's, you know, net 30, net 60, net 90. You're waiting to get paid on jobs you've already done. You know, you had material fees that you spent to put the work in, and you're now you know, like you said, kind of underwater a little bit here. Now, we are not Google. We are, if anyone calls you to tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd simply be telling you stories. But we are a Google partner, right? Google will only make these phone calls to businesses if they have at least 100 individual locations or more. For anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are a Google partner. We are a local splash. We've been in business since 2004. Local Splash is our website, and I sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. I mean, it sounds like the cost is the one thing that would be holding you back here, and I'm going to try to do a couple of things here to make it even more affordable for you. But if you have not already, and you can, please do maybe put me on speakerphone and open up the link that I sent out to you. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
You said, where did you send this to?
It's an SMS for the computer, but it works just like a text. So assuming we are on a smartphone, it should go right to your phone here. We're not on a landline, right? Are you able to open up that link? Nathan, are you still there? Can you hear me? I don't know if you put me on mute by accident. Nathan, I can't hear you at all. I'm not sure if you can still hear me. Are you still there? I may need to call you back.